here we go again. That's life. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right. Can't you see that it's raining? Oh, can't you see that it's pouring? They just wanna see rainfall. They just hope that it's storming. Hey,
always gonna tell you when it rains, it pours. Mother Nature's playing her part. Come on. I don't have a lot of time to tell you this, but this is where we gon' start. Hold up. Teenager from the north side of town. It was a rainy day in Houston now. Wasn't no hoopers out. Just people that would loot your house. In a city where they used to smile. You could lose your child. Think back when I heard the rap. I would listen to the words of Chad and Bun B. Have you heard of that? Is what I heard them ask. I never ever heard them laugh. Uncle Ro was a street cat. He was down with a Chi-Town producer named Heard Him Bad. He did Hail Mary for Tupac. When he spoke, everybody listened to him like you heard the man. I met them, I'd rap a lot. I was dropping off my partner crime, and I was really young at the time. I wasn't even supposed to be there. He asked me to come with him cause he knew that I could rap some lines. No problem, on the way driving. Everybody else working on their day jobbing. Don't sell weight, no I ain't robbing. I'ma keep going, told him that I ain't stopping. Had rhymes I was trying to bust. I guess I said something that was live enough. I had the type of vibe that these guys could trust. And one said, you should come out to the shop with us. Can't do, it took a little while to get cool. This relationship was brand new, but you know I had to. Fast forward 3 months later, where you think Cam flew? Touchdown in the windy place, make a move to Chicago. Work for survival, vice lords and disciples. Stay gangster was the motto, really what do I know? Well I learned real quick how to not die. Don't wear your ball cap to the wrong side. Matter of fact, you don't wanna get the wrong vibe. Don't wear the ball cap if you gon' ride. That's what he told me, and he was OG. And when I listened to him, I had did it closely. It was cold, so he bought me a Koji. And matter of fact, he never told me you owe me. Think about it, that was cool as hell. And I was trying to rap, trying to do it well. He had the type of hustle that included scales. The type of hustle that could put a dude in jail. I slept on his couch, I'd say my prayer. Like, why the hell did I move way out here? How did I get this great idea? 3 months later, I'll disappear.